Very good evening, you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. May God's grace, we are all gathered together to study His wonderful words of life. By God's grace, God has still counted us among the living after a few weeks. We're gathering together to discuss Volume 6, The Call of the New Creation. You see the Chapter 3. So, last few weeks, we have been discussing some of the questions mentioned by our brother. So I think we are covered till page number 133. So we'll continue with the next question. So the next question is that while sanctification has its two parts, God's and man's, what additional element is necessary? So this is the question. So last time we studied that consecration is of two parts. So I'll take it a little bit slowly only. Our minister, our brother and minister. So consecration has two parts. So last time we studied. That means what? One is the part of on the part of God. Another is the part of man. So what is the part of man? The part of man is that he has to offer himself, you see, unconditionally, unreserved, to God in consecration. So that one we all have done. So this is on the part of man. But what God has to do? Does God accept everybody who comes to consecration? You see? Yes. One who does sincerely dedicate himself and consecrate himself to the Lord, you see, his consecration is accepted. But people who don't dedicate or who don't offer themselves voluntarily for the Lord, their consecration is not accepted. So God has his own part to accept or to reject one's consecration. So, okay, apart from this one, what else is required? You see, what other things are required? That is the question. Now you can tell me. I hope you have gone through the questions. Munna sister, Romy brother, Romy sister and Amar brother. So what do you think is the other, you see, other thing on the part of consecration? God has accepted it. The man has offered himself as a sacrifice. After this one, what additional things has to be done? Munna sister, can you try to answer? Or can you try to explain your view or your suggestions?
Additionally, element of progression is essential, brother.
Very good.
Because,
please tell, sister.
Because we must be growing in sanctification as we grow in knowledge.
Very good. Okay, anything else? Okay. Romister, so what do you think? After offering ourselves in consecration, what is the next thing that we need to do? Amar brother?
As Sister Mona said, brother, there will be the element of progression. Along with that, we have to grow in sanctification daily as we grow in knowledge, brother.
Very good. Amar brother?
Oh, yes, brother. Also, knowledge and experience. to grow in sanctifications daily as well.
Okay, good. So the major part of consecration, you see, it comes after our consecration to the Lord. And that is called as progression. You see, when Jesus offered himself, you see, as a living sacrifice to God, God gave the Holy Spirit without measure. But that was not the end of his consecration. You see, it began at Jordan and it ended at the death on the cross of Calvary. So that entire 3.5 years life was actually, you see, his progression in consecration. But it was his consecrated life that he completely, completely, what do you say, completely fulfilled it. So similarly, once we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, God accepts it. It is not sufficient that we just fold our hands and just keep like that. You see, next important step should be there. That is called as progression. Now, what do you mean by progression? You see, that means development. So development in what sense? In what way should we develop? You see, in what all things should we develop? Any suggestions? Our brother, what all things we should develop after consecration?
Character development.
Very good. Character development is very, very important. You see, none of us, you see, who are called to truth are actually perfect or actually, you see, up to the mark of perfection of that character. You see, so we need to develop a lot of characters. So we know what all things, you see, are displeasing to God, which we have. You see, so what all bad characters we have, we know it. And day by day, these things has to be, you see, going from us. We need to quit away all these, you see, bad things which God dislikes. You see, and not only, you see, cleansing ourselves, but adding up ourselves, you see, with good character. So these two things has to be done. So progression means, you see, character development and quitting off the character which is displeasing to the Lord. Very good, brother. Okay. So what other things progression is required? Romister, what other things progression is required? In what other way? Romista, you there?
Yes, brother, I'm here.
Okay. So what are the things we need to grow? So we saw that progression is required. That means growth is required after consecration. In what other way should we grow?
We should be growing in truth, brother.
Very good. So growing in truth, you see. So that is also called as growing in knowledge. Why truth is required? Why growing in truth is required? You see, growing in truth, you see, is required because it comes from the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. So God's words is truth. So growing in the knowledge of the Bible, the word of God, is very, very important, because the Bible says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You see, that means we need to go, you see, ahead in the narrow way of life. And for that one, you see, knowledge is very, very important. You see, in this world, without knowledge, we can't be intelligent. You see, and without intelligence, we can't, you see, put our brain into some function, because we have no knowledge of anything. So knowledge is very important. Hence, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the knowledge. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ is the truth. So attaining, you see, day by day, you see, increasing in this truth is very, very important. You see, to increase our faith and to develop our character. You see, we might feel that some of our characters are really pleasing to the Lord, that it may really be pleasing. But in fact, it might be the other way. See, as we read more and more of the scriptures, we will come to another clear understanding. So, oh, this is the way, you see, God wants us to be. So, we need to change ourselves. We need to align ourselves. So, that information, where do we get, if you see, that information we get from the Word of God. So, daily, okay, you see, at least some portion of the Bible, we should read. You see, at least it's very good that if you read at least one page of the Bible, or even one chapter of the Bible, you see, that is really a very, very advantageous thing. So, slowly, as we increase, you see, in truth, our faith increases. So, faith, again, is a part of our character. You see, faith, again, it develops patience. And patience, you see, develops more love. You see, so this is how the chain, you see, goes on. Okay. And what are the things? Munas, what are the things we need to develop? Knowledge we saw, character we saw. What are the things?
In our thoughts.
Okay. So what do we need to develop in our hearts? Any suggestions?
We need to go through as per truth.
Okay. Okay. So very good. See, here it says that we need to, you see, increase our capacity of heart. What does it mean by increase the capacity of our heart? You see, our heart means our feelings. You see, our emotions. You see, now, if a stranger on a road is hurt, you see, by some small minor accident or something, if he falls down on the road, if he's hurt, if he's injured, will we feel the pain? Of course, we'll feel the pain. But do we feel the same pain if our own family members or if our loved ones is injured? Yes, we feel that pain more than what we feel in hurting of a stranger. See, the difference is there, you see. So, when somebody, unknown person, gets hurt, we don't feel so much of hurt, you see. We feel, okay, you see, our heart is not so much ached. But when we see our loved ones suffering, you see, when we see our loved ones being hurt, we feel that pain more in our heart. You see, it is the same way. As we increase in truth, as our character increases, simultaneously, our heart condition should also increase. Our emotions, our feelings, you see, for the people should also increase. You see? And this one can be categorized in four ways. First, feelings for the Lord. Then for the truth. Then for the brethren, the family members, and ultimately for the world. You see, anybody, even if somebody in the world is suffering, seeing that helpless condition, we should be ached. You see, we should feel that pain. But therefore, this, you see, there's one verse in the Bible, I'll tell you. It comes in the book of Isaiah. It says, in all our affliction, I was afflicted. Book of Isaiah 63:9, please read. Anybody? Isaiah 63:9.
In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved him. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed him. He redeemed him, and he bared him and carried him all the days of old.
Okay. Thank you, Ashish. A lot of disturbance. Anyway, can somebody read in Nepali? Romista, Munashta?
In Nepali, brother?
Okay, sir.
One second, brother. Isaiah 63:9. उनीहरूको सारा कष्टमा उहाँले पनि कष्ट भोग्नुभयो र उहाँको उपस्थितिमा रहने स्वर्गदूतहरूले उनीहरूलाई बचाए. हाम्रो प्रेम.
Okay, thank you. So in all the, you see, afflictions, that means problems, test, you see, God also bore it. How did he bore it? You see, not need that he should experience the same thing. We understood others' feelings. You see, that is the reason God sent his son. So, this enlargement of our heart should be there as we grow in the truth. You see, once we come to the truth, we may be nothing. But as we go, you see, the people should see the enlargement of our heart condition. You see, day by day they should understand us. You see, very good. Okay, now let us come to the next portion, the next paragraph. You see, what is the next portion? Explain the operation of the word or wisdom of God through Christ towards us as new creatures and our attitude towards Him. You see? So, how does the wisdom operate through Jesus Christ? That's the question. Okay, now we will take for the first chance to give you a comments or to give you a views. Or what does the volume say? Okay.
Brother, can you please repeat the question?
Okay, the question is that, you see, how wisdom, you see, that means the word of God, the name is wisdom, you see, it is operating through Jesus Christ. Okay, it comes through Jesus Christ. So how does God operate it on the new creation? How does wisdom work in our life? So we make it very simple. How does wisdom work in our life? An idea.
I think word of God and prayer and fellowship.
Very good. See?
Through the
continue with that.
Yes. He is operate with us.
Okay. Good. Okay. Robin sir. Any thoughts, Robister?
I moreover agree with the what Brother Amar just said. He operate the wisdom through prayers and studying the truth and the doing the fellowship with the brethren.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Munastha, what's your thoughts?
word of God revealed through Christ, which means divine favor first reaches us and leads us step by step to consecration, brother.
Good. Then. Okay. So, it's absolutely correct. You see, so the divine wisdom which God gives us after consecration is an enlightenment of our eyes of understanding. You see? So, that's the first thing which God has. You see, when God gives us the Holy Spirit, our eyes of understanding are open more and more wider. See, before coming to the mode of consecration, before consecrating, what understanding we have, that will be much more broad enough after our consecration. You see, like what happened to Jesus Christ. So Jesus knew everything even before consecration. But the Bible says that after or once he was consecrated, the heavens were open to him. You see? Let us read that verse, Matthew 3rd chapter. Munasta, please read Matthew 3rd chapter, last two verses. Can you read Matthew 3rd chapter, last two verses? In English, Munasta, can you read Matthew 3rd chapter, last two verses?
Okay, brother. Okay. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Okay, continue, full complete chapter.
Complete, brother.
Oh, completed. Okay, thank you. So, you see, that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So, once he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, what happened? We see that the scripture says the heavens were opened, and there came a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So, what does it mean that heavens were opened? You see, literally, did something happen in the sky, the heavens were opened, and something John the Baptist saw. So what is the meaning of this heavens were opened? Any idea? Munastar, Romy, sister, Amar brother, any suggestion? What do you think that heavens were opened? What do you mean by that? Do you have any thoughts or any idea on that?
I think that is eyes of understanding given to Jesus Christ.
Very good. So, his eyes of understanding towards what? Towards what was it opened? You're correct. You're absolutely correct. There's no doubt. You see, the eyes of understanding was opened. Towards what? What things were closed for him? And what things began to open for him?
The heavenly things.
Very good, brother. That's the point. You see, when you see that the heavens were opened, doesn't mean that literally heavens were opened. You see, never was the heaven closed for Jesus Christ. It was always opened. You see, because he came from heaven, he was the only one who came from heaven, descended from heaven, and he was the only one who ascended back to heaven. But when you see that the heavens were opened here means the heavenly things. You see, there were so many things which are hidden for our master. You see, these were never open to him. You see, so once these heavenly things were opened, he began to understand the scriptures more and more. So this one was the wisdom. You see, that wisdom God gave to Jesus Christ. You see, so many things Jesus knew before consecrating, that he had to come to the earth, die for mankind, and his death was typified in so many sacrifices in the Old Testament. But what was the exact method? How we had to approach, how we had to sacrifice, what all things he has to do? These things were vaguely shown, not clearly shown, in the Old Testament sacrifices. You see, they used to bring the calf, slaughter it, take the blood, put the fat there, every etc. etc. But how all these things has to be implemented in the life of Jesus? Practically, how did he know it? This wisdom Jesus got when he consecrated. You see, his eyes of understanding were opened more and more. You see, he got the enlightenment and understand the scriptures very clearly. You see, there's a scripture in the Bible. Isaiah. Munastar, please read Isaiah 1:8. Isaiah 42:1, Munastar.
Isaiah
42:1, 42nd chapter, verse 1.
42:1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
Jesus is a God's servant. You see, whom I uphold, my elect. You see, that means what? This is a chosen one. You see, in whom my soul delights. You see, and God has put his spirit upon Jesus Christ. Okay, he shall bring judgment for the Gentiles. How shall he bring judgment? You see, how shall he fulfill God's desire? Read Isaiah 50. Isaiah chapter 50, sister, verse 4 and verse 5.
Isaiah 54. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I.
You see, Lord God has given him the tongue of the learned. You see? Tongue of the learned is what? Not that they speak whatever comes to the mouth. Tongue of a learned means speak wisely. Speak that is useful. You see? Speak which is healthy, encouraging. Is given the tongue of the learned. Then continue.
That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
You see, how to speak to them that are weary. Why? To them that are weary. You see, weary means what? Who are tired. You see, the people who are tired are the people who are, you see, completely, you see, affected by sin. They don't have anybody who can comfort. But Jesus was given this tongue. You see, to speak properly, so to comfort them from what? How? Comfort from the wisdom that comes from high. This wisdom, this enlightenment, God gave to Jesus after his consecration. You see, after his consecration, his eyes were opened, he understood the scriptures very clearly, and these from the scriptures, he began to. You see, speak. How did Jesus speak? Jesus tells now, you see, whatever the Father does, the same I do. I speak not of my own, but whatever the Father tells me, he teaches me, I speak. So, same everything from the Father, Jesus began to speak. Hence, the Bible says, God had given him the tongue of the learned. Then continue, sister.
He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned.
You see, morning, every day, morning by morning is what? Every day morning, God wakes up. You see, Jesus is here so that he may learn many things. That means what? God never pushed everything into his mind only at the baptism. Entirely one shot, full. No. Though God has given him the Holy Spirit without measure, day by day, morning by morning, you see, there was fresh new counsel and enlightenment given to Jesus so that he may, you see, find help and guidance and wisdom to walk each and every day. You see, so each and every day has got new trials. You see, new temptations will come. So new way of handling it, so new way of treating it is required. You see, so day by day, morning by morning. You see, hence, remember, there's one scripture where Jesus says, sufficient for the day, the evil thereof. You read the scripture? Keep your hand like this one, will come. Amar brother or Roman sister, can you read Matthew 6:34? Matthew 6:34.
In Nepali abroad.
Any
Nepali
language,
or...
issue, any language, English or Nepali, as long as you can understand.
Matthew chapter 6, brother.
34, sister.
6:34. इस कारण भोलिको निम्ति फिक्री नगर किनकि भोलिको दिनले आफ्नै थोकहरूका निम्ति फिक्री गर्नेछ आजको खराबी आजको निम्ति प्रशस्त छ
आजको निम्ति सेम दट मिन्स वाट फर द सेम डे वाट आल ट्रबल इज देयर दट इज सफिशिएंट दट मिन्स वाट ईच एंड एवरी डे न्यू न्यू ट्रबल विल कम दैट्स व्हाट जीसस मींस करेक्ट ना Sufficient
yes,
for the day, evil thereof means what? Today, already so much of evil is there. Tomorrow, this won't be the same. New thing will come. Day after tomorrow, new thing will come. So, for each and every day, to handle different things, what is required? God's Holy Spirit is required. That is what God is giving them day by day, morning by morning. You see? So, what time should we pray in the morning? What time we wake up? 10 o'clock? 11 o'clock in the morning?
Sorry, brother.
In the morning, what time do we pray? What time do we wake up? 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning?
No, brother. It's 7:30.
Oh, good. You see? So, 7:30. You see? You read that verse in Nepal, sir? Isaiah 50:4. Read in Nepali, let us see.
Okay, brother. 50:4.
Yeah.
Okay, brother. थकित लाई मैले कसरी ठिक समयमा वचन बोलेर सहायता दिनु हो सो जानु भनेर प्रभु यहोवाले मलाई शिक्षितहरूको जिब्रो दिनुभएको छ. उहाँले मलाई हरेक बिहान जगाउनुहुन्छ. शिक्षितहरूले जे सुनु भनेर उहाँले मेरो कान जगाउनुहुन्छ.
Okay. So it doesn't come there. Okay. So it says early morning. That word, did it come in Nepal, is there?
Yes, brother.
Every morning.
Yeah, every morning it came. But early morning did it come? No, no.
Uhale malai harek bihana. It's every morning, not early.
Not early morning. In Canada, if you see, it says early morning. Early morning is what? The day dawn. Anyway. Now it's the time is different and all. Nobody wakes early in the morning. But during those days, you know, when the days when Jesus was there, what time the people used to sleep? Tell me, what time the people used to sleep? During those days, at the first advent of Jesus, what time the people used to go to sleep? Yes, sir.
And 4 to 6.
Approximately. I don't know exactly. Approximately.
This thing with around.
Six.
or 7.
6.
You know, after 6 o'clock, the sun is to set. So once in the sun sets, there is to be no work at all. You see, those days only the fire lamp was there. So it was really very difficult to do any business also. Nobody used to come outside because there was no street lights at all. So as soon as the sun sets, within a few hours, everybody will go to sleep. You see? And what time they wake up? You see, no man can come continuously sleep for more than 12 hours. So if you start sleeping at nearly 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening also, you see, by the time the dawn, you see, the light comes, automatically you will start waking up. Hence, Jesus, remember what time Jesus was arrested? What time did Jesus celebrate the Passover? It was a sundown. Sundown means around 6:30, he would have celebrated the memorial. And as soon as he celebrated the memorial, you see, he had a lot of discussions and a lot of teachings for the disciples. He began to wash his feet, you see, teach them so many things and all, give them a lot of instructions. So this all took around 7:30 probably. So after 12, what happened? They departed to sleep. So probably they would have walked for half an hour. They would have discussed some things and all. You see, and Jesus went in the Gethsemane. That is the time at 8 o'clock or something like that. What happened? You see, Judas came there. So it would have become a big scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, 8:30, 9 o'clock, something. Then his trial began, arrest began. So that was the time the people used to sleep. Then awake early in the morning means as soon as a light began to flash, the people used to wake up. You see, and especially Jesus was much more awake and he used to wake up early in the morning. So, early in the morning, so Jesus was given complete new instructions because that is the wisdom from on high. Why it was given? New trial, new guidance. So, same way, you see, once we consecrate, God gives us the truth. You see, the wisdom from on high. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. So after God gives the wisdom, what we should do, what should be our attitude? You see, our attitude should be that our ears are alert. That's what the Bible says. You see, it says, God has given me the tongue of the learned and he has opened my ears. That is what? We should be active in listening to the word of God. Apply in our life. Feed upon it. You see, implement in our life. So our attitude should be, we should be eager enough to eat more and more of the word of God. You see, eagerness should be there now. See, when we are hungry, how do we eat food? Do we eat slowly or do we eat with lot of pleasure, interest, or desire? How do we eat the food? We eat the food with a lot of interest. You see, a lot of joy, desire. Same way, once after coming to the truth, you see, that desire should be there upon the truth to assimilate it more and more. Jesus said, no, you see, if any man doesn't eat my body, if any man doesn't drink my blood, he can have no part with me. What does it mean? Eat his body means what? Eat it. Completely assimilate. Completely digest it. You see? So, this is what you see, our attitude towards the truth should be. Remember the class of Naaman? Naaman 70 pinks. You see? 70, each one of them dipping represents for Nanna. This is step, you know, consecrated mark of life. So, attaining the knowledge, you see, with the desire is also you see, making the notes, reading so many books, you see, so many literatures, you see, so many recordings are there, listen to so many videos. You see, why? Because that is the way we, God has given us the source of wisdom. Okay, good. Good. Very good. Okay. Now, next question. Okay. What is the blessed result of full consecration experienced by the new creatures who appropriate the exceeding great and precious promises of God? What is the Just a result of consecration. That's the question. So what is the result of what did you get by consecrating to the Lord? What did you feel? In is it in another way if you want to put around? So what did you feel after consecration? How did you feel? Or what actually you experienced after consecration? So what does this volume, this paragraph say? Who wants to answer? Munaster, Romister, or Amar Brother? Even Ashish Brother also can answer. So, what did God bless you with after consecration? Okay, what does the volume say?
It brings a great and grand relief, brother.
Very good. Very good, sir. Very good. Okay. Okay. Promise, sir. Our brother.
Feeling
good,
yes.
Feeling of what?
Feeling peace and feeling what is sweet step by step.
Good. Good. Then Ramesh sir, how about you?
moreover, the we get the peace on our mind, and as we remind ourselves the great and precious promises,
good, correct, continue.
It will be very helpful for us to grow in wisdom and remind ourselves all the word that he spoke to comfort ourselves in terms of trial and tribulations, brother.
Super, very good, sir. Then continue, then continue. Anything else?
As a new creature, it's bring a great and grand relief, a great rest of heart, brother.
Very good, very good. See, that is the main you say effect of consecration. You see, before consecrating, we'll be having a lot of you see tension, lot of turmoil in our mind. You can I fulfill this consecration? Should I consecrate? Why should I consecrate? I'm not even worthy. You see, I can never walk ahead in this narrow way. Why simply, you see, being disgraced to God? So all these things, thoughts, negative thoughts will definitely be coming in our mind. But after consecrating, if God accepts our consecration, God will definitely give that eternal peace. You see, the eternal peace after a full consecrating to the Lord, he will give to us. What did Jesus say? Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. You see, what is it? What is the meaning? And Jesus said, no, I give you peace, not as the world gives. The peace that world gives is totally different. And the peace which God gives is totally different. So what is the peace that we get in the world? Any example you can tell me? Unastar, any example? Amavgar, any example?
Example of
Peace of the world. The world gives peace. You see? So, any examples of the worldly peace can you give, Mr.?
worldly peace, brother.
Yeah.
So the moreover it is like the wealth and having luxury lives and
Luxury things.
being wealthy, renowned,
Very good. You see?
getting lots
Ah,
things.
yes, someone with the correct.
Yes, brother. Luxury things,
Good.
big house,
Good.
car.
Good. See? Huh? We are already have, we have the joy. Huh? You see? Definitely. So these are the peace of the world. You see? That's why, no? Man takes a lot of efforts to earn his bread. You see, he runs here and there. You see, he takes a lot of pressure, works day and night, goes to many places. Why? Because, you see, earn money. You see, once you have money, you have that peace of mind. That is the peace the world gives. If you have a luxury home, you see, we have peace of mind. Ah, no need to worry about. If you get a lot of rent, we have that peace of, that is the peace of the world. If you get salary correctly in time, that is the peace of the world. You see, if we are getting all sorts of blessings, you see, correctly in time, super food, you see, best cloth, excellent vehicle to travel, we have the peace of mind. This is the peace of mind which the world gives. Correct now? Absolutely correct. You see, if you go and see any good cinema, super peace of mind. You see, if you have a good friendship party, the peace of mind. You see, or you go to some good sightseeing spot, the mind will get relieved. You see, that is the peace of mind. This is the peace of mind of the world. But what is the peace of mind of God? Huh? Super, excellently, very good. Excellently answered, very good. I appreciate it. Now, Munastar, you please tell me, you try to tell me, what is the peace of God? What is the peace of God? Any examples? As we saw, the peace of the world, any examples can you give about the peace of the word of God or the peace that comes from God?
Through eye of understanding and assurance of a word of God.
Okay. Now let us read one verse. Probably you might get more idea. John 14, 27. John 14, 27. Can somebody read? Nepali or English, anything? John 14, 27.
John 14, brother.
14 chapter, verse 27.
Okay, brother. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Okay, now what does it mean? You see, here it says, I'll give you the peace, my peace, not as the world gives. So, therefore, you'll not be troubled in your heart. Okay? So, neither let you be afraid. Okay? Now, when do we get afraid? When do we get troubled? Simple. These two points, if you say, we will come to know what is the peace of God. So, when do we get troubled? When do we get afraid? Tell me. Any examples, practical examples. When do we get afraid? You don't get afraid? You're very bold.
We do. We do.
Now tell me, when do we get afraid, Romista?
I get afraid of some of the animal as well, but here I
In your
think
area,
it's
huh?
more about the it's more about the day-to-day life, new experiences,
Yes.
and the health issues
Very
and
good.
new the natural disasters and unstable government
Very good.
and issues like that.
Very good, very good. Absolutely correct, very good. Absolutely correct. That is the main cause for our trouble of our hearts. You see, when one day our shop doesn't run, immediately what will happen? Our mind will get disturbed. Correct, no?
Yes.
We would have got commitments. When we won't be able to meet the commitments, you see, our hearts will get troubled. Our mind will get disturbed. You see, when you won't be able to have proper good food in time, when we are not able to keep to our commitments, pay our children's fees, our rent, you see, and these troubles our mind. You see, when something happens to our health, you see, when our breadwinner, something happens to him or her or anybody who is responsible for the person of the house, what happens? Our mind gets disturbed. You see, medical issues, natural disaster, what will happen? What is the condition of us? How are we going to live in the future? What about the future of our children? You see, these things are the things which trouble us. This is, you see, the tension that gives us. But Jesus said, in all these things, have peace. How do we get this peace? In all these trials, you see, these are trials which God gives us daily. You see, apart from this, there is no other trial. Only this is the trial. Now, how do we tackle this one? This is the precious promises. See, daily I am seeing in your group, Kathmandu, probably around, I think, after the early morning, you see, around somewhere around the evening or afternoon, you see, somebody posts some things, you see, like precious promises. You see, so each and every precious promises are increasing now. When we have trials, when we get this healthy verses, we feel more strength in the Lord. You see, our mind gets relaxed. You see, when there's no business, you see, when there's nobody to help us now. But God, scripture says, don't worry. Though anybody forsake you, I will not forsake you. That verse is encouraging for us. That gives a peace of mind. When somebody speaks falsely about us, you see, we get disturbed in our mind. Why all these things and all? But when we read the scriptures, you see, the Bible says, he was holy, harmless, undefined, separate from sinners. There was no guile found in his mouth. Yet everybody hated him without a cause. That gives peace of mind. When Jesus said, you see, if you are of the world will love you. But if you are, as I have chosen you out of the world will hate you. When we are hinted of the world, we get this peace of mind by these precious promises. Because this gives us strength, gives us peace of mind. Because we know very well the master of this universe. Almighty God is a supreme creator. Without his permission, not even a planet or a star can move. You see, then if something happens in this world, if something is moving in this world and disturbing our mind, imagine, you see, it is monitored by our God. If it is monitored by our God, we will definitely give the necessary peace which we need to tackle this time. You see, let us read one scripture. Romans 8, 20. Read Romans 8, 28. Romans 8, 28. English or Hindi? English or Nepal, sorry. Anybody can read.
Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose.
See? Everything will work together for good. Only to whom? Only if you love God. If we love God supremely, whatever evil might be done, God will change it for good. This faith we should have on the Lord. This is the precious promises which takes us through the storm, which takes us through the narrow walk of life. You see, which makes us strong in the Lord. Okay? So this is our effect of consecration, the peace. You see, this is what the world did not have. So much of things are happening in the world, mind will get stuck. But once we read the scriptures, aha, this is done by our Lord, we'll have more strong faith. Good. Okay, good. Good way. I am really happy with your growth, everybody. You see, the way you're all studying and answering. Okay, though it may take a little bit of time, more time, though it is very slow, I really appreciate it. It's a very good way that you are growing. Understanding the scriptures, so these things are very important, because when tomorrow some trial comes in our life, this is this wisdom, this knowledge, this truth, these things what we have heard and we have spoken, we discussed, this only comes to our practical help. Okay, so may the Lord bless. So in the end, we'll have a word of prayer. So end, who can pray? Who wants to pray? Beginning with Ashish pray. So in the end, who will pray?
Okay, I'll pray, brother.
Okay, my brother, please.
Okay. Swarga ani prithvi sara brahmanda srishti garnu hune mahan parmeshwar pitala hami dhanyawad dinchau. Aaja ko yo question answer tapai le hami lai brother Raju ko through bata ani tapai parmeshwar le nai hami lai yo study garaunu bhayo hami tapai lai dherai dhanyawad dinchau. र आउने दिनहरूमा पनि प्रभु तपाईँले यसरी नै हामीलाई तपाईँको वक्ताहरूद्वारा समयमा यी वचनहरूलाई हामी माझमा अध्ययन गराउनलाई अझ पनि सहायता गर्नुहोस् भन्ने हामी प्रार्थना गर्छौँ र यो समय हामी तपाईँको शरणमा राख्छौँ भन्दै आशिष अनुग्रह माग्छौँ येशू प्रभुको पवित्र नाममा. आमेन.
आमेन. आमेन. थ्याङ्क यू एभ्रीबडी. गुड नाइट.